I helped one of my buddies move, and he was like, "Dylan, can you just help me move? I just have one piece of furniture. That's it. That's all I need help with, just one piece of furniture." I was like, "Yeah, sure, man. That sounds easy. I'll help you." So I get to his place. I go down into his basement apartment, and I see the piece of furniture, and it's a hide-a bed. Yeah. That sounds like some people have moved a hide-a bed before. Some 20-year-olds might not even know what a hide-a bed is, because they don't even make hide-a-beds anymore. Like, nowadays, if you want to get a hide-a-bed, the only way you can get a hide-a-bed is your grandma has to leave it to you in her will because she thinks you're a piece of shit. Because hide-a-beds are the worst piece of furniture. Like, all of them are so ugly. As all the hide-a-beds, they have floral sepia prints on them. Because they're all made in the 80s, and in the 80s, they're like, "We love velour, we love flowers, but we hate color." Hide-a-beds are the least comfortable piece of furniture ever. Like, when you sleep on it, your back is fucked. Like, hide-a-beds feel like they were designed by city planners who were trying to keep homeless people from sleeping in your rumpus room. Like, "We'll just put a couple bars across here. That'll really screw with them." And not only are there bars, like, none of the bedding is right on a hide-a-bed. There's never correct bedding. Instead of, like, sheets, there's always just, like, a beach towel. And instead of a comforter, there's just, like, a -1 degree Celsius Coleman sleeping bag. And hide-a-beds are also the grossest piece of furniture. And I think a lot of people don't even realize this. And the reason why hide-a-beds are the grossest piece of furniture is because when people stay over, it's not the grandparents that sleep on the hide-a-bed. They've got dignity. They sleep in the guest bedroom. They're people. The ones who sleep on the hide-a-bed are the 20-something couple, and they have relations on the hide-a-bed. Like, even if the party's in the kitchen and they're right in the living room beside it, they're getting on that hide-a-bed, for sure. And then in the morning, they've got a tough decision to make. Are we going to tell my auntie that we ruined her hide-a-bed? Or are we going to just fold it up and pretend that nothing happened? And that's what everyone chooses. They're like, "Oh, man, I thought it was a pull-out couch." It's like, what are we going to do with this now? It's called a hide-a-bed. We'll hide it in the bed.